The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Good morning to Pet from the Blue Room. Morning, Pet.
Morning.
Right, does shirt numbers mean anything? I'm just reading about what Everton have done with their new shirt numbers. So Sandro takes the iconic number 9. So that's quite a big number, isn't it? Wayne Rooney takes number 10. Ross Barkley retains the number 8 shirt. Should we read anything into shirt numbers for Everton?
Well, yeah, I think they're a sign of confidence, I suppose, in a player. I suppose if Sandro had come in and was given, you know, a high number or some nondescript number, then maybe there'd be sort of less pressure on him, less for to get excited about. But he's been given the number 9 shirt, and therefore I think fans can suddenly start getting excited about the player. I think it's a mark of the confidence in him that he's been given the number 9 shirt. It's also a commercial thing as well. You know, you want your best players wearing certain numbers. Obviously, Rooney was given the number 10, and the club will now look to obviously exploit that. And I was looking on the website last night, and there's already, you know, T-shirts and things to be available and things with the number on the back. So, and obviously, someone like Jordan Pickford's come in and took the number 1 shirt, and Joe Robles has been demoted to number 33.
Was Joel number one?
And I think that's quite significant. That's a very obvious sign that you know, Jordan's coming in as number 1, and not only that, but Joel has been just pushed right to the bottom of the queue. So I suppose from that point of view, yeah, they are quite important.
I think the Ross Barkley one's the interesting one. A lot has been said today about why he's perhaps missed this trip to Tanzania. They're saying apparently he's undergoing treatment on a groin injury. Is that a bit of a cover? Is there something else going on? Is he injured? What's the situation? He's retained his squad number.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe. But, if, you know, who am I to call anyone a liar? But the manager made it clear at the end of the season that if he hadn't signed his contract or signed, renewed a new contract, that he would be basically available. Now, as we are at the moment, I don't think there's been any concrete interest in him, so I suppose the club will just keep the status quo, because from their point of view he's still an Everton player, even though, you know, he doesn't seem to be trying too hard to be an Everton player. Maybe it would have been too big a statement if they'd if he'd lost his squad number, but maybe like the Joel situation, I maybe might have just knocked him down the pecking order as well, and maybe made Davy Klaassen the number 8 or something like that. Because if Ross Barkley doesn't want to sign a contract, then let's make it very clear to him that he's not welcome at the club from a manager's point of view, because that's what the manager said. I'm only going by what the manager said. If he didn't sign a contract, then he'd be out the door.
So we're expecting maybe some further signings at Everton Football Club, but the only shirts that are available now are maybe higher number 14, 15, 19. 24, 27. Gylfi Sigurdsson might have to settle for a higher number. I don't know whether he'd be bothered or not. I don't even know what he wears at Swansea. Do you?
I'm not sure. Maybe number 8 or something like that.
Do you believe that one's getting closer? The Olivier Giroud chat doesn't seem to be as high on the agenda, I don't think, in the past couple of days.
Well, I mean, it's really hard to keep up with the times, what's going on. I mean, Sigurdsson yesterday, they were talking 50 million, and then there was talk that Everton,
Oh, he wears 23, by the way. Okay. Matty's just found that out.
Then there was another report saying the club would push on with it. I think the club are just pushing on with everything they're trying to do, and obviously trying to make find solutions for other areas. So someone like Giroud, who's obviously gone away with Arsenal to Australia. You know, there's been talk of Benteke as well. Maybe Everton is trying to use that as a way of smoking Giroud out, because I'm sure Arsenal would rather sell him now than keep a 30-year-old player. If they can get 20 million for a 30-year-old who they're not looking to use that much, they will do that. Maybe the player wants to stay, I think that's where Everton have done really well this summer. They've given themselves a little bit of room now, a little bit of time to manoeuvre. You've got all the really important ones in, and now they've got a little bit of time to get the rest of them in. We've still got just over a month till the Premier League season starts. Okay, the European season starts a little bit closer than that, but now they've got a little bit of time, so they can work on these deals a little bit more. And I think the most important thing is, though, Everton, in the position they're in, They've got money. Obviously, they've just got more money from Romelu Lukaku. They can go to these clubs. Well, we'll give you, you know, X amount of cash up front so you can go out and do your business straight away. And I think in the past, the big problem with Everton is how they structured deals. It was over 3 years or 4 years, over 5 years. To the other club, that wasn't really worth it. They weren't getting any money up front. But now they can, and they can go to Swansea. Well, we'll pay, okay, maybe we won't pay 50, maybe we'll pay 40, which is still a ridiculous amount of money for a player when you think about it. It's ridiculous. But at least with that, they can say, well, we'll pay you 20 this summer and 20 next summer, and you're getting a good amount of money for it. So it might quieten down now for a few days because there is football actually arriving. But I don't expect us to start the season with the same amount of players we've got at the moment. I do think we'll get two or three in, even though maybe if two of them are a little bit less high profile and there might be one big high profile one in there.
Oh, you're only expecting one more big high
profile? Well, no, I'm just saying there might only be big one. Right. Well, I mean, I still think he wants a real target man of a striker. That's clear by going after Giroud and the talk of Benteke. And he still clearly wants Sigurdsson. But, you know, that you don't always get what you want when it comes to those kind of players. I mean, that's 60, 70 million pounds worth there. And, you know, you've got to maybe pick your battles there.
Some cash they've spent, isn't it? Right, they're on to pre-season action. So they've flown out to Africa. And their first game is against, is it Gormahia?
Gormahia.
Never heard of them.
No.
I have to say.
They won a tournament. Sports Bezza, obviously the new Everton sponsor, put on a tournament last month. I think teams from all over. I'm not sure if it's the whole of the continent or just that area of the continent of Africa. And they won the tournament, and the obviously won the trophy, and the prize was to play Everton in this glamorous friendly.
Glamorous friendly.
Well, it will be for them though. But when you know, playing the Premier League team.
How many games are they playing out there?
Just one.
Is it just the one? They're flying back, are they, after that?
Just one.
A few days of PR and
training today, and then the game tomorrow.
In a 60,000 capacity stadium?
Yeah, the National Stadium,
apparently.
Yeah.
Wonder whether that'll be full. Might well be. The football mad, aren't they, in Africa? So just one get. That just shows the extent. I know Liverpool are going out to, is it Hong Kong, and they're playing two and flying back as quick as they can. It seems like the managers are just intent on getting in and out as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, they did it. Two summers ago, they went to Thailand and played just one game. It was against Leicester. I think they're a bit, again, hands are tied this summer because Everton have only got three friendlies, and then they've got European football, and then there's a game at Goodison. Mm. So there was no real room for a big tour this summer, or you know, going out to America like that or anything like that because of the earlier qualifying tie in the Europa League. So from that point of view, it sort of worked out well, and it's not ideal, but I suppose with getting a new sponsor and, you know, you've got to fulfil your commitments to them and get that out the way. And I'm sure they'll get a lot out the trip. And once it's done, you know, they'll be back and they'll be over to Holland and Belgium for a couple of games and then back on to looking forward to the European games.
We were talking last week off air about when the draw would be made. Mm. We were not the clearer.
I'm still not clear. I haven't really looked into it, to be honest. I'm just waiting for it to happen.
Why is no one talking about when the European draw is going to be made? Either for Liverpool or Everton.
I don't know. I think we're still in that pre-season mode, I think, and it hasn't really creeped up yet. And because there's no, for us certainly, there's no excitement in who we're playing. There's no big names in there. And obviously, we don't want any big names in there. So there's no real need to look forward to too much. It's almost actually a hurdle you just want to get over and not have to think about too much. I think that's probably the best way. I mean, obviously, for the club, they want to find out as soon as possible who they're playing to get the logistics sorted. And obviously, fans will want to know where they're going to, if they're going to travel out to somewhere. So, but to
is
be honest,
2 weeks away, is it?
It is, yeah. I think so, yeah.
It's not far, is it?
No, and to be honest, I really haven't thought about it yet. I'm still sort of because of the signings and obviously the Wayne Rooney stuff, and we're still in. We haven't even played our first pre-season game. We're still stuck in that mode. I haven't even started thinking about competitive football. Yeah, I'm still thinking about all the transfers and what's still to be done and what has been done.
How has Wayne made you feel when you heard his press conference and his reasoning for coming back?
Fantastic. I've I've sat here for about 2 years and said I want him back. What we're going to talk about now in the international week, we've got nothing to talk about, because every time it was always, do you think Wayne will come back? I think what it showed already is, you know, regardless of anything else, it's put Everton on a different level of news engagement. It's been all over the news. It's been top story for days. You know, it's been getting dripped out every single day on, you know, Sky Sports and national newspapers, national media, whatever. It's elevated Everton. Everything this summer has, but that one particular story has caught the attention of so many people who probably didn't think it was going to happen or couldn't see it happening away from Merseyside. And it's just, it's put Everton everywhere, and it puts them in a higher bracket now. Everyone, and I think it's, Everton are going to have to keep up with that now, and that'll be the interesting thing to see whether they can. They've done brilliantly this summer and over the last, you know, year or so, handling the media and stuff, but I think they have to go up a level now. I think obviously they do everything in-house at Everton, and obviously it was interesting to see them do a press conference where, you know, the media were invited, because that very rarely happens, and it certainly doesn't happen at Goodison. So that was interesting. They'd obviously had so many demands from the media to speak to Wayne Rooney that they thought they'd get it done all in one go. Things like getting the shirt out when it was announced he didn't have a shirt sponsor, and that annoyed me straight away. I was thinking, here's your big chance. You know, luckily they got out within a couple of hours, but I know that there was people who'd gone to the shop and bought his shirt straight away, and only had the name on it and didn't have the number on it. And they're the things they've got to get better on straight away. And we've seen that cringy video Chelsea did of the announcer signing, but straight away he had a squad number, and that was actually part of the video, that there was a squad number. Everton are going to have to keep up with the demands of having Wayne Rooney now. And also keep it front and centre as well. Keep the story there. But I'm sure that won't be hard, because I think everyone will be wanting to see, certainly for the first part of the season, how he gets on. And if he starts really well, then Everton are going to have to keep up with those demands. And I think that's the first test of this sort of new era at Everton, is keeping up with the demands of the media, because I think for so long they've wanted to keep it in-house and not have the outside forces affecting things. But, you know, world football doesn't work like that anymore. Everyone wants a bit of you. You know, we've seen Romelu Lukaku leave, and he's doing interviews with big media companies in America before he's even signed for Man United. And although that's not exactly what you want, they're the demands now that the media puts on you. And Everton for too long have not had to deal with that. So it's nice that we are having to start dealing with it. And as I say, it's up to the club to keep pace with that, because we want more of that. We want to be top story on all the news items, because if you're not being talked about, then, you know, you're not doing your job.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.